Well, for the first time in, what about several weeks, the poll did not have a good week last week.
Oh, Norm.
Lost a couple of games by a half a point, and we had the Patriots plus 3.5 going to overtime, and of course the Cowboys score a touchdown. Mm-hmm. But anyway, 7-12 for the week, but still 71-60 for the season. Okay, let's go to college football, where this week, Donnie, we have three double plays.
What?
Yes, three double plays. Number one, I like Kansas State pick 'em against Texas Tech. I just think Kansas State's the better football team here. And they've won 8 of the last 9 times they've played Texas Tech. And I think that domination continues. Give me Kansas State. Next, Liberty got upset last week. Hugh Freeze coaches Liberty, and they're a significant bounce-back candidate against North Texas. Do you want a spread record, Donnie?
Sure.
North Texas, the last 30 games, are 7-23 against the spread.
Ugh.
Yeah. It's a pounding. Liberty. Next, you talk about awful. Rice is awful. And UAB's not awful. UAB's pretty good football program. And Bill Clark has a really, really good record. Their head coach at home. He's 18-7 at home. And this is a huge game. They have this Children's Harbor game this week, Donnie. And that's where they have all these disadvantaged kids or ill kids to the game. And each of the players wears a child's name on the uniform, not theirs. It's a really big game, and I think Rice is in the crosshairs here. Give me, that's the three double plays. Kansas State, Liberty, and UAB. Okay, single plays. The poll gets the feeling Ohio State has found gear. And I don't think Indiana keeps up. Indiana's offense struggles at times, and Ohio State's doesn't. I'm going to take Ohio State. Next, Pitt is a 3.5-point favorite over Clemson. It has been 64 regular season games since Clemson was an underdog to anybody. I just think Clemson isn't that bad a football team to be a dog at Pitt, so give me Clemson. We got a perfect doze-off spot for Michigan this week. First, the coach of Michigan, Harbaugh, is not a good, big, big favorite. And the coach at Northwestern, Pat Fitzgerald, is a good, good dog coach. So give me Northwestern plus 23.5 against Michigan. Next, they're letting us play against New Mexico again this week. Give me Wyoming. There's certain teams you just say, that's it. Give me Wyoming. Next, Wake Forest is undefeated playing at Army. I think this is a major, major tough spot for Wake Forest. Military home dogs are terrific plays over the years. And Wake Forest defense, Donnie, allows 171 yards rushing a game. That's pretty much. What does Army do for a living?
Run.
Runs the football. Give me Army. Next. I also get a feeling Alabama's mad. Ever since the loss to A&M. Tennessee got their heart broken at Mississippi last week. Their quarterback's banged up. I think it's a bad spot for Tennessee. Give me Bama. I'm going to take on another undefeated team, UTSA. They're a touchdown favorite at Louisiana Tech. This is Skippy Holt's role as a head coach. He is a fabulous underdog, including if he's an underdog with revenge, he's 22-11 against the line. Give me Louisiana Tech. Next. Okay, we're going to take on another. We're going to take on a military team, but as a favorite. Air Force is a field goal favorite against San Diego State. And San Diego State only allows, you want a minuscule number per rush?
Mm-hmm.
2.1 yards per rush.
That's not going to get it done.
It isn't, and that's what Air Force does for a living. And if you can force Air Force to throw, they're in trouble. Next, we've had this team several times this year, Donnie. We're going to take them again. That quarterback at Nevada is a heck of a player. That kid Carson Strong. And they're a field goal underdog to Fresno. So give me Nevada and Carson Strong, who this year is a 16-touchdown, 3-interception quarterback at midseason. Last two games. I don't know about you, but I get the feeling A&M really found something in the Alabama game. We had them last week to grind up Missouri, and they did, and they got another team to grind up this week in South Carolina. South Carolina is not very good, and A&M is on the way to becoming a pretty darn good football team. Give me A&M. And a final Big 12 game. Kansas is pathetic. I know the spread's huge here. It's 38. But this Oklahoma offense under Caleb Williams is cooking, man. And okay, let's say, oh, wait, Norm, when they're blowing out Kansas in the third quarter, they'll take Caleb Williams out of the game and put Spencer Rattler in, who's mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Give me Oklahoma. Let's go to the pros. No double plays, Donnie. Single plays. Baltimore looks like their defense has really kicked it into gear. I like Baltimore minus the 6.5 against Cincinnati. How long, Donovan, are we going to go thinking Kansas City's a really good football team? Are they? I mean, are they right now a really good football team?
Right at this very second, you would have to say no.
I agree. They're a pretty good football team. Favored 4.5 on the road at Tennessee? I think this is a really good spot for Tennessee. Give me Tennessee. Next, we're going with the team that played the Cowboys last week, New England. They haven't won a home game this year. And here come the Jets.
The cure for everything.
Everything that ails you. The Jets arrive. Last couple of picks. The last three picks or so. Atlanta's a 2.5-point favorite against Miami. Mike's not here, so I can say this. Miami's the most disappointing team in the National Football League this year. And Atlanta's not bad. Atlanta has not given up. And I'm going to take Atlanta to beat Miami. Your watch out for this to be a pretty good game of the week. I'm taking Chicago plus the 11.5 against Tampa. Chicago got run last week by Green Bay. But they always get run by Green Bay. I think Chicago's defense snaps back this week. Give me Chicago plus the 11.5. And take this game under. Chicago and Tampa under. Finally, Indians San Francisco. The weather is supposed to be very poor for this game in Santa Clara this weekend. And especially the San Francisco offense, they don't cook much. So give me Indiana and San Francisco under. Now, all these picks are posted at the website, theticket.com, and you go to the show blog for Norm and Donnie, and Mike tweeted his out, and finally, let's win them all.
All right, there we go.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.